Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ron Ananian.
I just pulled up, rolled down my window. I said, evening, officer, look like you've been busy. He didn't blink. He didn't hesitate. He just went, Ron Ananian. And he looked up and I went, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Here in my car, I feel safest of all. I can lock all my doors. It's the only way to live in cars.
The Car Doctor.
How many cars you got out in the cornfield this week?
I got five left.
You only got five left?
Gone
is your wife around? Does she still know you got the cars out in the cornfield?
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the radio home of Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. Since 1991, this is where car owners the world over turn to for their definitive opinion on automotive repair. If your mechanic's giving you a busy signal, pick up the phone and call in. The garage doors are open.
But I am here to take your calls at 855-560-9900.
And now, here's Ronnie.
Hey, what if you had a repair shop and nobody came? Well, you wouldn't be my shop, I can tell you that, because it was a busy week, and we're going to talk about it this hour here on The Car Doctor because we had a lot going on. We're also going to give you an update on Danny's 78 Camaro restoration as we talk about. It's kind of fun teaching the young kids. He's not young and I'm old, about what it was like back then in the 60s and the 70s working on cars. But right now, let's do what the Car Doctor likes to do best. Let's kick the garage doors open. Let's go over to Chip in Wisconsin, 13 Chevy Cruze. Yes, Chip, how can I help? You're on with the Car Doctor. What's cooking?
Hi, Ron. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My neighbor, who is 80, she has a 2013 Chevy Cruze LT that she is selling. It has 34,000 miles. She's an original owner. She's asking $8,000.
Okay.
I've done my homework on the internet, and the reviews are anywhere from it's the biggest POS, stay
right
away, to love the car. I don't know what to believe, or is it worth getting, or should I, say, feet don't fail me now.
They're very predictable in their failures. I will say it like that. And I think that, I think it's about numbers, all right, Chip? I really think it's about dollars in the sense that, if this size, this, year, make, model, range, condition range is 8,000, and the nearest thing in a Ford, Toyota, Honda, you know, Nissan, whatever, is 12,000. $5,000 buys a lot of repairs. If everything else in its class is 8,500, you know, it's not a good number, and it's not a good thing to do, if you follow me. They go through thermostat housings. They go through valve covers. As a matter of fact, the valve cover is probably under recall from GM if it hasn't been done already, because the internal baffle fails, causing a lean running fuel condition. The upper radiator hose where the plastic nipple comes out, it's a common failure. That goes bad. They go through water pumps. You know, on the plus side, I've never seen one fail a trans. I've never had one implode an engine. So it's always the stupid stuff hanging on the outside of it that fails, that goes bad in my mind. Now, once you get past what I call the plastic plethora of garbage, because it's all plastic here, everything except the water pump is plastic. I'm not sure GM was, I don't know, either they're 3D printing it or they're injection molding it or whatever they're doing. Once you get past replacing all the plastic pieces, they're pretty good. You know, you've just got to be willing to, you know, put the time in and spend some money to get it going. But like I said, if the nearest thing in the class with the mileage is $500 to $1,000 more, you're probably going to take a beating just for the repairs. And that's just a realistic perspective. I almost bought one. I'll put it to you that way. But the dealer didn't have the one that I wanted, and I ended up finding something else, and I put the kid in an Escape. And that's what led to the Ford Escape back in 14. You know, that's the way it went.
Would you take a chance?
I will say this. Do you have a regular mechanic? say again.
Myself.
Okay. So, you know, I'd probably take a chance. But again, what are other cars in that class and mileage going for? If everything else is $12,000-$13,000, $5,000 buys a lot of repairs. It's what I always say to somebody buying an older car. We know where the problems are. And this car is untouched, likely. You know, I'm sure the little old lady had, you know, 6 oil changes done, and that was it. If anything, they wore out the drain plug threads. All right.
Okay.
You know, and I would take this 13 car and I would change all the fluids. This is if it's a wet, it goes type of a vehicle. All right. You got to assume nothing's been done to it. It's 8 years old. You know, coolant, trans, brake fluid, engine oil, whatever. If it's wet, it's got it. It goes. And then, you know, you want to look and see, is the valve cover still under recall? There's a baffle in there that fails. Take a look at the thermostat housing over on the driver's side where the upper hose goes. Does it look like it's been changed? If not, you know, you probably want to change it or get ready to change it, because it's real common. They break off the little nipple sitting at the top and where the bypass comes in from the overflow bottle, and they leak coolant all over the place. And that's what I mean. Okay. You know, 40 years ago, I would buy a used car. When the kids were young, I never wanted to put the kids in something brand new because I knew what happened, right? The back seat was filled with Cracker Jacks. The floor looked like, you know, baby bottles and toys and everything. I mean, you know, and it's like you'd get in the car, and some of these cars, and it's like cereal. It was like a cereal-coated back seat. And, you know, what are you going to buy a new car and destroy it? So my kids grew up in Chevy Impalas. All right. And I would go out, I'd find a Chevy Impala back in the day, and I'd go through it. Brakes, tires, shocks, fluids, belts, hoses, carburetor, whatever I'd have to do. And, you know, go beat the car up for 5 years. I'll see you in 5 years. And they'd destroy it. And like you would expect them to do. That's what kids do, right? That's okay. That's part of growing up. And just go buy another one. You know what? I knew where the problems were on that Chevy Impala. We know where the problems are on this Chevy Cruze. And, you know, it's. I'd probably take the chance, price being my main consideration, and obviously overall consideration. So, you know, just.
Okay. Do you have time for one more question?
Sure. 2 for a nickel today. What can I tell you?
Okay. My wife, 2010 Chevy Impala, 90,000 miles. Right. I change oil every 3,500 miles with Pennzoil synthetic.
Okay.
We use Shell gas, and every 3 to 4 tankfuls, we use the Berryman's.
Okay.
She commutes. So her commute is about 20 minutes each way on the highway. And when she comes home and she brings it into the garage, it has a sulfur smell or a rotten egg smell, the exhaust.
There was a conversation about a reflash, I believe, for that. I think you're going to find a bulletin that discusses that. How long has it been doing? How long has it had the smell?
We've had the car for a year, so it's been doing it for about a year now.
Okay.
I didn't know if the cat was going bad or what would cause that smell.
I would want to look at fuel trim. Is fuel trim high but not enough to turn on a light? Is there an issue with the crankcase ventilation system? Does the PCV valve or the crank ventilation system work properly? And is there a reflash for that? Something about a reflash from GM, a software update, sticks in my mind. I've seen a bulletin or two talking about that rotten egg smell that you get. And then just for giggles, have you ever considered changing brands of fuel or blends of fuel?
No, I think Shell has the best gas, but maybe not.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what, Chip. I don't think it's a question of who's got the best anything anymore. Sometimes you find certain things. You know, it's like certain hot dogs give you indigestion. You know, Sabret's a good hot dog.
Okay.
They're not for everybody. And you just got to kind of, you can play around with it and see, does that make any difference too? But,
super.
You know, just to take a look at those things and see what it gets you. All right. Enjoy your cruise.
Super. Thank you for your time, sir, and have a good weekend.
You're very welcome. You take good care. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, 855-560-9900. We'll be back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER. It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome back. Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, 855-560-9900 is the phone number, 855-560-9900. And that number is 24-7 when the show's not on the air. We're live out on the network Saturday afternoons, 2 to 4 p.m. East Coast time. But you can call the aforementioned 855-560-9900 phone number. Leave a message, and Tom Ray, executive producer, will call you back and get you in queue for the next live broadcast because we like to talk to you up here. It's easier. Frankly, it's just easier because usually what you have to ask as a question is applicable to so many other people, and we're just trying to spread and share the information so that everybody can learn and everybody can get their problem solved. That's what this radio show is all about. Let's get over to Alex in Connecticut, 09 Toyota Tacoma. Alex, what's going on? Welcome to the Car Doctor, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So about a month or two ago, at the start of COVID, I started to have some what seemed like transmission issues with my Tacoma.
Okay.
And then I kind of stopped driving it for a while. I was working from home, so it didn't really get worse. But now that I'm starting to drive again, I basically, whenever I'm going up a hill between like 25 and 45, if I'm at a lower RPM, I get some pretty heavy vibrations there until I give it more gas and it downshifts. So I brought it to my mechanic. He's not really about doing transmission flushes. So he added some additive. He checked the levels. Everything seemed fine there. And then he suggested bringing it to a dealership to see if there are any software updates. So I did that last week, and they basically said that my version doesn't have any software updates. And we took it for a drive, and they told me that my torque converter is starting to go.
Right.
And of course, they say that I need a new transmission after that. And the thing is, I'm not really sure what to do, because I talked to my mechanic, and he said we could, in theory, drop the transmission and replace the torque converter, but you don't know if it already did damage to your transmission. So I just kind of want to see what your opinion is on that.
I like the way your mechanic thinks. Okay. And, you know, this is a case of it's, you know, we're either going to spend a couple of $300 doing fluid. We're going to spend probably $1,500, $2,000 doing a converter, or we're probably going to spend $5,000-$6,000 doing a trans. So it's, you know, these are the levels you're at. Knowing Toyotas for what they are, this should be WS fluid, world class. And the fact is, we're seeing issues with their fluid right now. And it's been coming on for a while where, you know, 60, 70, 80,000 miles, they'll start to do just what you're describing. And it's funny, not every vehicle. And I see it mostly in the trucks, Tacomas, 4Runners, all right, the pickup trucks, the big trucks. And I think it has something to do with weight, that it's the weight, the heat generated by the vehicles is causing the fluid to break down sooner. I agree with your mechanic. I think doing just a converter, and you really wouldn't know this until you looked at fluid, which I'm guessing in 09. I'm trying to remember in 09, do you have a dipstick? I don't know if you do or not. I do not.
And yeah, he actually checked it when I brought it in.
Right.
And he said everything looked good. I mean, it's 130,000, so it looked like that, but it wasn't like black.
Have you ever changed the fluid?
I got it around 80, and I did not. So okay. I don't think the person before me did.
Okay. Why don't we do a fluid change? And why don't we do it so that, you know, let's do an exchange. Listen, you're kind of there. Normally, if you're a regular listener, you know this. I'm going to tell you, let's do it. Let's do a pan drop, put 4, 5, 6 quarts in it and come back in 10,000 miles and then do the rest of it. But I think you're there. I think the fluid, it's either your fluid is worn out or the converter's worn out. And if the converter's worn out, you're going to have to go through the unit at this mileage. And I think that's where you're at. I'm betting that you're going to have a fluid issue. So your choices are do a fluid exchange, and your mechanic could do this very easily. Just pop off the cooler lines, figure out which is the in, which is the out, fill it through the cooler, all right? You know, put the end that's going to suck into a pan filled with fresh fluid. Just keep filling fresh fluid. Just run out the hose on the other side until the fluid comes out clear. Put it together and drive it. See what happens. And I can tell you from experience, I have fixed more than a few cars doing just like that, just as I'm describing, all right? The additive pack is okay, but my experience has been the additive pack works better if there's actually something physically wrong with the converter. I think what you're experiencing is that the fluid itself is worn out, its vitamin pack is gone, and one additive doesn't make enough of a difference. You could put multiple additives in, but now you're going into an area that I've never been, and you're sort of over medicating the patient. You know, if the doctor says take one pill and you take seven because the one makes you feel better, are you going to feel seven times better? I don't know. It might be worse, might be fatal. You know, you might diminish the hydraulic capability and the operating characteristic of the trans fluid. So, you know, if your mechanic doesn't have a fluid exchange machine, which is fine, just, you know, do it through the cooler lines. It'll take him a little bit of time. I'm sure he'll charge you a couple of hours and make sure he's got enough of the correct fluid on hand. But I think that's the way to go, because if you continue to drive it, if it's not a trans, it's going to be. You're going to tear the trans up. All right?
Yep.
And that's going to create a problem. If you do just a converter, you know, it's 11 years old. It's a bit of labor to get it out. All right? you know, you're probably planning to keep the vehicle a long time?
Yeah, as long as I can.
Right. You know, I mean, you're hoping another 5-6 years?
Yep.
Right. You know, when do you want to find out? You know, this is a monetary thing, Alex. You know, I hope you don't have to put a trans in it, but if you do, wouldn't you rather know now rather than later?
Yep.
So, you know what? Roll the dice, baby. Tell them to get a case, 24 quarts of WS, and just run it through. I think capacity on that trans is 12 to 14 quarts, but double check it. It might have a deep pan on it, and then you want to overcompensate. You're going to put, you know, if it's 14, you're going to put probably 18 through it, you know, to make sure you get it all, and then adjust the fluid level to spec and drive it and see what happens. I can tell you from personal experience, daughter unit number two, the one in the middle, her forerunner, had this exact same problem. She developed it around 75,000 miles. I was floored. I was like, really? 75,000 miles, the fluid smoked, changed the fluid, the truck's been fine since. And, you know, she's the military kid. She's the one with the guns. So I worry about her the most. All right.
And you don't think putting fluid through a truck that has 130,000 miles and has never been changed before will cause issues? Or
it might. But what if it doesn't? What if
you're at that point? Yeah,
you know, I mean, the issue is you may already have an issue.
Yep. No, you're right.
You know, so it's a gamble. The odds are in your favor. All right. I believe the odds are in your favor. I'd be sitting here telling you to put a trans in it, but 130 is young. And based on, you know, listen, a lot of what we do in life is an educated guess, right? It's not like making a left turn into oncoming traffic. We're basing it on facts and what we think and what our experience has been. And I can tell you that the majority of times changing fluids resolves it, whereas the rest of the time it's a trans. So it's, you know, there's no gray area here. You know, you've just got to be prepared for it mentally and financially. So you've got to talk about it with your mechanic and, you know, kind of take it from there. Because if the choice is, What if it's 10 grand to put a trans in this truck, Alex? How much did the dealer quote you, by the way? Let me ask the question that way.
49, actually. Right. My mechanic said roughly 45.
Right. So it's 5 grand to put a trans in this. So you know where the worst case scenario is. If 400 bucks fixes it, is that better or worse?
A lot better.
Right. Let's hope for the best.
Yep.
Right.
Exactly.
Let's hope for the best. All right. But you can do a flush through the cooler lines. All right. It does work. We do it all the time.
All right.
All right, kiddo.
I'll mention it to him.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You take good care. Good luck. And glad to hear things work that well your way from Corona. You know, a lot of vehicles sitting, developing lots of issues with coronavirus. And, you know, we had more than a few cars. You know, this week and last week and the week before and the week before that, a lot of rust issues, a lot of things sitting rusty, not getting used. You know, the old adage about a car sitting empty, like a house sitting empty, is not a good thing. Makes me think there's a lot of haunted houses out there, judging by the condition of the cars. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor. We're cruising back right after this. Don't go away.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Hey, welcome back. We're on Andy, the Car Doctor. Let's get over and talk to, let's go over to Paul in Maine. Some questions about brake pads on a Mustang. Paul, welcome to the Car Doctor, sir. How can I help?
Well, thanks for returning my call.
You're welcome.
I have a good friend, my best friend since the third grade, is into track day. And he's had a few track day cars probably the last 20 years or so. And the last two he had, one was a 2011 Mustang. And the one he crashed that out, and the one he has now is a 2015 Mustang. Now, unfortunately, the problem followed one car to the other. These are six-cylinder Mustangs that we went through, mostly through Ford Motorsport, and put basically a GT with a V6 engine. But still, 300 horsepower, still got a little go to it.
Right.
Did the exact same thing with the new car, the 2015 car, and except with the exception being the brakes, we went with the biggest Brembos we could get for the car. We had to buy new wheels and all that stuff. Here's what the problem is. He goes, average track day in America on a Tuesday night, he'd go through an entire set of brake pads in one evening.
Okay.
Right down to the point where we have to drop pads just to get the car home. He usually drives it.
How long of a race, Paul?
It's usually, he'll get four sessions, maybe 25 minutes apiece.
Okay.
So he's using about 2 hours. And he's also a member of a couple of car clubs, and that's a full, on the weekends, usually a full day. He might get, 3 hours of track time.
Right.
And it's just, sometimes we have to replace him just for him to finish out the last session.
Right.
We've gone with all the different kinds of pads and materials that you can imagine, and he's finally gone with just buying the cheapest ones because they all seem to wear at the exact same rate, and they just eat them up.
Is it that all four wear out equally?
It's only the front.
So
equally, yeah.
So you're wearing out the fronts, not the rear.
Correct.
Okay. Is there any brake modification to the rear of the vehicle?
Yes.
He
has Brembo brakes in the back also.
All
and
right.
Before, prior to that, we put the Ford Motorsport brake kit in it. So
how does the car stop? Does it nosedive? Does it squat? Does it seem like it has good stopping power?
Seems like it has very good balance because I thought that we were going to end up putting a proportioning valve, an adjustable one, into it, and I don't see the need for it. I've driven it quite a few times, and it's very well balanced.
Okay.
And he likes it the way it is. Got great pedal, right until you step on him, it does nothing because it's rivets or the bonding or whatever he hits.
Have you checked pressure at the calipers?
No, I don't have a pressure gauge that goes up that high.
That's next. That's
okay.
Next because otherwise you're just guessing. Otherwise this is just like the check engine light's on and I think it's this, I think it's that. They just scan it for codes. No.
Right.
There's no magic number. There's a company on the West Coast and I can't think of their name, and if I think of it I will post it on the Car Doctor Facebook page. I have to call Shelby Jimmy after the show today anyway. Jimmy knows who they are. And I've got their brakes on black. Jimmy's got their brakes on the Shelby. We've both been very happy with them. We're not racing them, But I'm, you know, and Jimmy's probably a little harder on blue than I am. And they're specifically a very good quality. And I can't, boy, I'll tell you what, I'm just drawing a complete blank. You know, but you may want to go for something like that, you know, and understand where I'm coming from. As good as Brembos are, the name means nothing to me. You know, it's Danny's rebuilding, you know, my mechanic, Danny, blue number three connecting rod bearing on a Z28. He had a disagreement with a kid in a Porsche. And he wanted to show him who was boss. Danny kind of won. And Danny wants to make all these modifications to the Camaro. And I ask him why, you know, bigger, better, faster, you know, but why? And my point is, as it is with him, as it is with you, as it is with everybody, there's a reason engineers did what they did when they built cars. And they didn't change anything unless they had a reason or proof of why they were changing it. And that's why I come back to you and I say, you know, what's the pressure? What's, you know, is the front 1500 and the back, you know, 900? Sounds like an imbalance. Even though it feels right, is there an imbalance? And then, you know, and I kind of agree, I almost agree with put the cheapest brake pad on and get through the race and then, you know, swap them out for another set of pads to get home. Just because it's easier on the rotors. You're probably going through, you know, five sets of pads to one pair of rotors. You know, the rotor replacement factor is down. So that's something to be considered. But, you know, this is the price of being in the neighborhood you guys are playing in, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know?
Before he crashed out the first one, I was just going along the lines of it. Maybe it has a residual valve in it, and it's malfunctioning. And I got a manual for the thing, and I was in the process of tracing everything back. I cannot find the residual valve, and then he crashed it.
Right.
But then the new car has the exact same problem. So I'm back to thinking: is he heating up the fluid to a point where it's causing these residual valves to stick or something like that?
Well,
have a 10-pound one in there, but it's somehow making 50 pounds on
it. Is he heating up the fluid to the point of boiling point? You're not telling me he's got brake fade. You're not telling me the brakes feel bad.
Nope.
You're just telling me he's wearing the brakes out.
Absolutely. And it's a stick car, and I've been best friends with him since third grade. I know he doesn't ride the brakes.
Right.
And it's a manual car. It'd be pretty hard to do that anyway.
And think of it like this. Here's the best part. You now have legitimate reason to go out and buy new tools or more tools or extra tools, right?
There you go. That's true. That's always fun.
You got to look at the bright spot. If there's a woman in your life, you can sit there and go, but honey, I need to buy this. And, you know, the other side of it is, have you done any temperature measurement? Do you have a heat gun?
No.
Okay.
We haven't done that either.
You need more tools, brother.
I know. We've never run across this problem before. The good thing is because it's his car, he has the money. I don't.
Right.
He'll buy the tools, but I get to play with them.
Right.
So
go buy a thermal imager.
Yeah. Right?
You know, go buy a thermal imaging gun.
That's a good idea.
And you know what? Take the car out for a moderate trip once around the track, and when it rolls in, shoot the four rotors. And you know, do we have equal heat all the way around? It's maybe a cheap man's pressure measurement, but it might tell you something. You know,
before that, he had an Alfa Romeo, and that car would come off the track with them glowing red.
Right.
And yet he did not go through. The brakes would last all summer.
Right.
So, you know, that was always a scratch the head thing, too, you know.
Well, it's, and I don't know that we want to figure it out. We just want to know how to make it stop, no pun intended. So to speak,
right.
You know, and perhaps it's that the fronts are doing more work than the backs, and you know, a heat gun will tell us that. All right,
okay,
a heat gun will tell us that. So you just need to go buy more tools. That's what it comes down to. All right, kiddo.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome, Paul. You have a good rest of the weekend. 855-560-9900. Ron and Annie, the Car Doctor, coming back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at Amazon.com/automotive. That's Amazon.com/automotive.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
And now, because my digital link let go, we're going to bring Ron back in, and hopefully, Ron, I can get you a call on the air as soon as I can reconnect.
Hey, I'm here, Tom. Are we ready to go? Can we do this now?
Yeah. You are ready, but I can't do it with a phone call yet until I just click the button. Let's make sure I can reconnect to the studio. There we go. Okay, now I'm set.
We're live.
Yes, we are. You know, isn't it great?
It's great. Well, this is live radio. People don't understand that. This is really live. So we're good to go, Tom. The engine's warmed up and running. I can go to Brian in Philly. Brian in Philly, let's see if you're on with the car doctor, sir. How can I help?
Ron, how are you, sir?
Good, sir. We're just dealing with technology and live radio, right? It makes you know, it's like I always say to myself, I'm amazed at how auto repair, radio shows, and digital media, how all the stuff works on a normal basis day to day. And there you go. There's an example of it. So what's going on?
Tom makes it look easy. Tom is pretty flawless.
Really make it look easy. You know, it's hey, listen, there's a true story. We were somewhere. I'll tell you a story real quick. We were in an alternate studio going back. God, it's got to be going back 7-8 years. And we sat down and we're ready to do the show. And about 30 seconds to air, whatever light Tom was looking at to tell him that we were good to go, the light goes out. Tom, what does that mean? We're not on the air. What should I do? Sit down, shut up, and start talking. And I did. And I think we missed the first 2 seconds. He got it all rigged back up and working. And Tom's the best at what he does. I'm blessed to have him. So how can I help you in your Fusion today, sir?
Well, I was talking to Tom. I asked if I can actually go a little off the record here. Not off the record, but I was basically I'm kind of looking around for something new, just putting it out there because the deals right now are really good. I tend to check out the Consumer Reports Auto Edition, and they do predicted reliability where they, you know, they test cars and they look at things, but it's only surveyed of their members.
Right.
And I just wanted your opinion. Are they pretty accurate of, you know, when they say a car is reliable or if the car is has a troubled history? Some say they have a bias. I wanted to get your opinion because I value your opinion about this.
Thank you. You know, I stopped looking at Consumer Reports years ago because I used to subscribe. And my dad used to subscribe, and that's why I subscribed. But then I started to notice everything they said, every car they said was a problem, I disagreed with. And every car that they said was good, I disagreed with. It was like, I must live in an alternate universe. So, you know, does Consumer Reports have a use? I think in my household, if we ran out of toilet paper. But other than that, I'm not really quite sure what I would do with it because I just don't see the value in reading it. I, you know... in the days of the pandemic, it's always handy to have around. But I think you are much better off going down and talking to your local mechanic. Hey, does this work? Does that work? You know, I still do that. Listen, I bought my wife's new Explorer. I went down to the local Ford dealer and I talked to him and I said, look, I want to buy a new Explorer. What's good? What's bad? What's going to break? And I think you have to have that attitude today because something's going to break on a new vehicle. Every vehicle. I don't care if it says Ferrari, Ford, GM, Chrysler, Toyota, Honda. I don't care what it says on the side. Everything is going to break. Everything has an issue. And
well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I know people who have Beamers and, you know, Mercedes. Whenever they have a problem, they don't say anything about it because
right.
they're embarrassed. Because they say, oh, this car is expensive. It's a great car. But if there's ever a problem, I see them in a loaner car. Oh, I'm just getting something done. And I'm like, yeah, you get something done like every month.
Right.
Yeah, but they treat me well. I said, well, you're paying a lot of money. Because, you know,
right.
I've talked to you about German cars. You go VW, virtually worthless. BMW, Bavarian money waster.
Bring more wampum.
I realize they're very labor intensive to fix. So I've kind of gotten, you know, to stay away from those things, for instance.
Well, and you know what, Brian? It's because, and I really believe this with all my heart, cars are a lifestyle. You know, when I was in high school, I paid $1,100. I think it was like $1,100 right after high school for a 72 Monte Carlo. All right? And I drove that car through college. I put 400,000 miles on that car. Had that car for almost 7 years. Bought it used in 75. And, you know, think about that. I drove that car 7 years, 400,000 miles. I just saw today Vanderbrink Auctions is going to have an auction July 25th. They're auctioning off a 72 Monte Carlo. The last time I looked, middle of last week, the online bidding already had it up to $38,000. Cars are a lifestyle. How much lifestyle can you afford? You know, people go to Starbucks, they buy an $8 cup of Starbucks, they go down to Dunkin' Donuts, they get a $2 cup of coffee, they go to the guy in the middle, they get a $5 cup of coffee. How much coffee can you afford? It's a lifestyle thing.
I don't care about that. You know, I mean, I don't, you know, when I buy a car, I don't want all the fancy options they try to push. I mean,
right.
My Fusion is pretty baseline. It's got everything I need. I don't get the leather. I'm not showing off. You know, all these cars depreciate. As you said, they all break eventually.
Right. That's right.
You know, I mean, cars, to me, it's not an investment. It's an expense. They all depreciate.
That's right. Hey.
And I said, I'm looking for, you know, there's cars I like, but I'm not looking to show off.
Best
I don't care
place,
about that lifestyle.
Best place.
I mean, if I had a Fusion, you know, the Fusion was, that's been a good car for me.
Yep.
I'll probably keep it a little longer. But I just, you know, even if I had a lot of money, I just couldn't see dumping a lot of money and getting $100,000 car.
Right. So look at it like this. Let me say it like this, and then I got to go. But always good to talk to you, Brian. You call back anytime. You know what? Stop at your local mechanic. A, what are they capable of working on? B, what have they seen failing in the cars that they recommend? What goes wrong? And I think that's the best buying guide versus anything that anybody's written, because I agree. It seems like a lot of the magazines have a slant. Appreciate the call. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor. We're back right after this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Welcome back. We're on the Indy Car Doc. Let's get over to Dennis in Maine. Dennis, how can I help?
Good 3 months ago, you mentioned something about New Jersey had gone to 15% ethanol. Is that true?
You know, I don't remember making that comment, Dennis. You sure it was a couple of months ago? You sure it wasn't longer than that? Time flies.
Well, it might have been in January or February.
Okay. I haven't noticed. Yeah, you know what? I think, as a matter of fact, I think it's available. I don't know that it's exclusively. I sort of remember the conversation. We were talking about how there's only a few places around that you can get ethanol-free fuel from if you go out of your way to find it. What's your question?
Well, I'm just wondering what kind of effect it had on vehicles in New Jersey. I have a 215 Chevy, and it says don't use anything more than 10%.
And where are you, in Maine?
Yes.
And what are you finding in Maine?
Well, I know the governor has signed paperwork saying that they're going to go to 15%, but not until next January.
Right. And probably what you're going to find is, and I would inquire down at your Chevy dealer when that happens, because I'm willing to bet General Motors will have a software calibration change to accommodate and make it run on E15. Because we haven't seen any real problems down here. Although ethanol's been here in the state for a very long time, I just think they've upped the dosage. I'm going to have to look this week. I'm going to do a little research. You kind of got my brain going now.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Would you recommend putting any additive in?
No, I don't think it's necessary. I think that right now, in a vehicle that's running normal day-to-day where it's not sitting, I don't worry about it so much, because I'll tell you this, it's going to be, if you have a problem, you know, there's how many people in the state of Maine, like there's how many people in the state of New Jersey, they're going to have a whole lot of problems from a whole lot of people real quick. So it's good you're paying attention, Dennis. I would do a little more research and find out. I'm surprised to hear that no more than 10% in your particular vehicle, because I'm wondering what happens if you travel and you go to a state where it's always going to be E15. What would you do? I'm wondering if that's a recommendation, not necessarily a mandate. We'll have to see. I'm Ron Ananey, the Car Doctor. Till the next time, good mechanics aren't expensive. They're priceless.
It's the time of year when everyone is making plans to hit the road. If you're gearing up to get outside, Amazon Automotive is here to help. Whether you're hitting the beach, the trail, or somewhere in between, you'll find great deals on parts and accessories for your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Simply visit us online to customize your vehicle with a wide selection of floor mats, bike racks, camping equipment, power sports, accessories, and more. Get going today at amazon.com/automotive. That's amazon.com/automotive.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, You're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.